The Ballad of the Ice Worm Cocktail. To Dawson Town came Percy Brown from London on the Thames. A pane of glass was in his eye and stockings on his stems. Upon the shoulder of his coat a leather patch he wore to rest his deadly rifle when it wasn't seeking gore, the which it must have often been, for Major Percy Brown, to listen to his story, was a hunter of renown, who, in the Murrumbidgee wilds, had stalked the kangaroo and killed the cassowary on the plains of Timbuktu. And now the Arctic fox he meant to follow to its lair, and it was also his intent to beard the Arctic hare. Which facts concerning Major Brown I merely tell because I fain would have you know him for the Nimrod that he was. Now Skipper Gray and Deacon White were sitting in the shack and sampling of the whiskey that pertained to Sheriff Black. Said Skipper Gray, "I want to say a word about this Brown. The piker's sticking out his chest as if he owned the town." Said Sheriff Black, "He has no lack of frigorated cheek. He called himself a sourdough, and he's just been here a week." Said Deacon White, "Methinks you're right, and so I have a plan, by which I hope to prove tonight the mettle of the man. Just meet me where the hooch bird sings, and though our ways be rude, we'll make a proper sourdough of this Piccadilly dude." Within the Malamute saloon were gathered all the gang. The fun was fast and furious, and loud the hooch bird sang. In fact, the night's hilarity had almost reached its crown, when into its storm center breezed the gallant Major Brown. And at the apparition, with its glass eye and plus fours, from 50 alcoholic throats responded 50 roars, with shouts of stark amazement and with whoops of sheer delight, they surged around the stranger. But the first was Deacon White. "We welcome you," he cried aloud, "to this, the great white land. The Arctic Brotherhood is proud to grip you by the hand. Yea, sportsmen of the bulldog breed, from trails of far away to Yukoners, this is indeed a memorable day. Our jubilation to express, vocabularies fail. Boys, hail the great Chichaco!" And the boys responded, "Hail!" "And now," continued Deacon White to blushing Major Brown, "behold assemble the delight and cream of Dawson Town. And one ambition fills their hearts and makes their bosoms glow. They want to make you, honored sir, a bony feed sourdough. The same some day as one who's seen the Yukon ice go out. But most profound authorities the definition doubt. And to the genial notion of this meeting, Major Brown, a sourdough is a guy who drinks an ice worm cocktail down." "By gad," responded Major Brown, "that's ripping, don't you know? I've always felt I'd like to be a certified sourdough. And though I haven't any doubt your winter's awfully nice, Mayfair, I fear, may miss me ere the breakup of your ice. But pray excuse my ignorance of matters such as these. A cocktail I can understand, but what's an ice worm, please?" Said Deacon White, "It is not strange that you should fail to know, since ice worms are peculiar to the mountain of blue snow. Within the Arctic rim it rears a solitary peak, and in the smoke of early spring, a spectacle unique. Like flame it leaps upon the sight, and thrills you through and through. For though its cone is piercing white, its base is blazing blue. Yet all is clear as you draw near, for peering coyly out are hosts and hosts of tiny worms, each indigo of snout. And as no nourishment they find to keep themselves alive, they masticate each other's tails till just the tough survive. Yet on this stern and Spartan fare, so rapidly they grow, that some attain 6 inches ere the melting of the snow. Then, when the tundra glows to green and niggerheads appear, they burrow down and are not seen until another year. A toughish yarn, laughed Major Brown, as well you may admit. I'd like to see this little beast before I swallow it. 'Tis easy done, said Deacon White. Ho, barman, haste and bring us forth some pickled ice worms of the vintage of last spring. But sadly still was barman Bill, then sighed as one bereft. There's been a run on cocktails, boss. There ain't an ice worm left. Yet wait, by gosh, it seems to me that some of extra size were picked and put away to show the scientific guys. Then deeply in a drawer he sought, and there he found a jar, the which with due and proper pride he put upon the bar, and in it, wreathed in queasy rings, or rolled into a ball, a score of gray and greasy things were drowned in alcohol. Their bellies were a bilious blue, their eyes a bulbous red, their backs were gray, and gross were they, and hideous of head. And when, with gusto and a fork, the barman speared one out, it must have gone 4 inches from its tail tip to its snout. Cried Deacon White with deep delight, say, isn't that a beaut? I think it is, sniffed Major Brown. A most disgusting brute. Its very sight gives me the pip. I'll bet my bally hat you're only spoofing me, old chap. You'll never swallow that. The hell I won't, said Deacon White. Hey, Bill, that fella's fine. Fix up 4 ice worm cocktails and put that wop in mine. So barman Bill got busy, and with sacerdotal air, his art's supreme achievement, he proceeded to prepare. His silver cups like sickle moons went waving to and fro, and 4 celestial cocktails soon were smiling in a row. And in the starry depths of each, artistically piled, a fat and juicy ice worm raised its mottled mug and smiled. Then closer pressed the peering crowd. Suspended was the fun, as Skipper Gray in courteous way said, "Stranger, please take one." But with a gesture of disgust, the Major shook his head. "You can't bluff me. You'll never drink that ghastly thing," he said. "You'll see all right," said Deacon White, and raised his cocktail high, till its ice worms seemed to wiggle and to wink a wicked eye. Then Skipper Gray and Sheriff Black each lifted up a glass, as through the tense and quiet crowd a tremor seemed to pass. "Drink, stranger, drink," boomed Deacon White. "Proclaim you're the best, a doughty sourdough who's passed the ice worm cocktail test." And at these words, all eyes were fixed on gaping Major Brown. Like a libation to the gods, each dashed his cocktail down. The Major gasped in horror, while the trio smacked their lips. He twiddled at his eyeglass with unsteady fingertips. Into his starry cocktail, with a look of woe, he peered, and its ice worm, to his thinking, most incontinently reared. But on him were 100 eyes, though no one spoke aloud, for hushed with expectation was the waiting, watching crowd. The Major's fumbling hand went forth. The gang prepared to cheer. The Major's faltering hand went back. The mob prepared to jeer. The Major gripped his gleaming glass and laid it to his lips, and as despairfully he took some nauseated sips, from out its coil of crapulence the ice worm raised its head. Its muzzle was a murky blue, its eyes a ruby red. And then a roughneck bellowed forth, "This stiff comes here and struts as if he owned a blasted north. Just let him show his guts." Then, with a roar, the crowd proclaimed, "Chechaco Major Brown, reveal that you're of sourdough stuff and drink your cocktail down." The major took another look, then quickly closed his eyes, for even as he raised his glass, he felt his gorge arise. Aye, even though his sight was sealed, in fancy he could see that gray and greasy thing that reared and sneered in mockery. Yet round him ringed the callous crowd, and how they seemed to gloat. It must be done. He swallowed hard. The brute was at his throat. He choked. He gulped. Thank God, at last he got the horror down. Then from the crowd went up a roar, "Hooray for Sourdough Brown!" With shouts they raised him shoulder high and gave a rousing cheer. But though they praised him to the sky, the major did not hear. Despite their demonstrative glee, delight he seemed to lack. In fact, it almost seemed that he was keeping something back. A pallid sweat was on his brow, and pallid as a sheet. "I fear I must be going now," he'd plaintively repeat. Aye, though with drinks and smokes galore, they tempted him to stay. With a sudden bolt, he gained the door and made his getaway. And ere next night, his story was the talk of Dawson Town, though gone and reft of glory was the wrathful Major Brown. For that ice worm, so they told him, of such formidable size, was a stick of stained spaghetti with two red ink spots for eyes.